Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Brad Koenig with the Domestic Violence Intervention Program. This is part two of a two-part interview. Today, we're speaking about a special symposium that's being held in downtown Washington later this month and the importance of educating teenagers about domestic violence awareness.
What other events do you have coming
up? One last thing I want to talk about. Friday, October 27th, and this is open to the public as well as other human service agencies, law enforcement, in the medical profession, at the library from 9 to 1, we're having an educational symposium. We're having a keynote speaker, Vicki Crompton, come in. She's going to speak. Her daughter years ago, unfortunately, had been murdered by her boyfriend. She tells a very compelling story. It did happen a number of years ago, but you know, she makes it, it's real. And the story's never ending, because just a month or two ago, the killer actually wrote in and tried to get his sentence reduced to life with the possibility of parole, you know, stating he was, I think he was 17 at the time, that this is cruel and unusual punishment, things of that nature. And it's surprising, and I had talked to Vicki when this was happening, and it is surprising on her thoughts on this whole story, because she had written into the governor on his behalf, and she was going to tell me why, and I kind of cut the conversation there because I wanted to find out at the symposium. I'm kind of on edge, you know, wanting to know her mindset on that also.
And her story involves a teenager. Is domestic violence something that we need to educate teens about?
Absolutely. That's where we try to get into the schools to talk to people and youth groups and things like that. I believe her daughter was 16 at the time, and I think he was, like I said, 17 or 18 years old, and they had actually been split up for a couple months, but he did not take that well. The daughter moved on, and you know, evidently he broke into their house. One afternoon, she came home from school. He surprised her. End of story. Well, not end of story, but that's kind of where the story took off, I guess, you know.
So again, this month is a month to recognize and to help those who are victims of domestic violence.
Absolutely. And to register for this symposium, you can call the library. You can look on our Facebook page. We have a flyer on our page, and there is a link on the flyer to register. You can show up without registering, but the registration guarantees you a free lunch.
That's been today's Washington Page with Brad Koenig with the Domestic Violence Intervention Program, speaking about a special symposium that's being held later this month at the Washington Public Library. For more information about domestic violence awareness, hear the first part of our conversation at kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.